Yo, 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 I'm Max.
And I'm Parker.
And this is North Jumper, the coolest podcast in the country.
Tacoma.
Yeah.
I mean,
like a 20-minute drive.
Yeah, something like that. It's currently it's a old castle turned into a
hotel.
Has what is it? 45 rooms?
54
rooms. Yeah. Sorry. Okay, so 54 rooms, and it was built in 1911, and it took 2 years to build.
Yeah, so 1909 to 1911.
And the purpose of the building was built to meet the standards of a man that goes by
Chester Thorne,
the OG.
Yep. It was completed to the exact specifications. So everything that he wanted was put into this castle. He had a lot of money. He actually was one of the founders of the Port of Tacoma.
That is true, yeah. He arrived in Tacoma in 1890,
mm-hmm.
and he became a leading figure
wow.
in the Pacific Northwest region. Just everything in Tacoma.
Sounds like a great man.
Great man.
Okay. So multiple films were actually made at this castle because of how beautiful it is, especially for its time, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
For example, the films that were made here were Stephen King's Rose Red.
Wait, which one is that? What's that one about? Actually, I think it's...
There was just part of the movie was filmed here. Not the whole movie, but... Well, yeah, let's look up the movie.
Rose Red was a film that was created by Stephen King.
Mm-hmm.
And it actually was like a mini series or something.
Oh, cool.
Something like that.
Yeah.
And, I guess it was filmed there for about 6 months, sometime during 2000. I don't know the exact date. But it was just
so quite recently. I mean, when the castle was built.
Technically, yeah, from the time that it was built to when it was that film specifically was made there. There were different locations too, like places in Seattle that had that movie.
Any places in Tacoma? Does it say?
I'm not sure, but I'm pretty sure that Thornwood is probably the closest place to us, that closest location.
Yeah.
The DVDs you can get at
just about anywhere.
Yeah, pretty much. Cool. I mean, obviously you'd probably have to order it. It's kind of old, but
yeah.
Yeah, so
I think it's on Netflix actually.
Something like that. Yeah. And probably all those other like companies.
Hulu,
Amazon Video, whatever.
Yeah.
And actually was like I guess that it was there's like Rose Red was specifically the original one was recorded there, and then there's like a new one that came out. Did you hear about that?
No.
It's like a series. It's not just a movie. It's a series. It was the new series was just obviously a replica, and it was made in 2002.
Oh, cool.
So didn't get too far.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you know.
So the other films that were made here were There Will Be Blood.
Mm-hmm.
Which is a pretty good movie. I've actually seen it.
You've seen it?
Yeah, I have. And another film that was made here was The Eyes of the Totem, which was actually made like around Tacoma, you know, at Thornwood. And there are actually totem poles outside of the Thornwood Castle, and those were the same totem poles that were used in this film. It's a silent film, and actually the producers were in Tacoma at Titlow. There was a big film studio down there, one of the biggest in the world at the time, and it actually burned down. And when they were going through the rubble, they found this silent film and put it out. They put it out for the world.
Yeah, and this crazy. Was actually made in 1921 or something.
Wow.
1921, or like somewhere in the time of 1921 to 1931,
yeah.
This was made.
Wow.
So I'm pretty sure it was a pretty big deal.
Yeah, you know? Definitely.
So
that's crazy. So the owners of this castle now are Wayne and Deanna Robinson. Shout out Derek Robinson, their son.
Shout out Derek Robinson.
Yep.
No, but like it seems like I don't mean I have not researched anything about them, but the fact the fact that we so we drove me and Max drove to Lakewood to specifically see the castle and
30 like, minute drive by the way.
30 which I mean, you say it like it was
well,
like,
yeah, but I mean, still, with this man in the car driving, he smells.
Bro, I'm just gonna say that. Anyways, I'm gonna keep going. With the intentions of seeing this castle and like actually being there and feeling like I actually have witnessed everything.
Yeah, you know? Exactly.
The gates, we couldn't get in. There's
the gates were locked.
The gates were locked.
And it's a huge gate in our way, and it was not open.
And which was kind of a letdown. We caught Max called the people that worked there and asking if we could get in, specifically saying this is for a school project. We would like to get in.
And she says, no, you need a hotel room first, which we were actually thinking about doing, like buying a hotel room. Yeah. But that's just a little much.
Splitting the charge. Separate rooms.
Wow. Yeah. This castle actually is said to have many ghosts in it. And some of the hauntings that have been experienced and put out are the lights in some of the rooms have unscrewed themselves from the sconces, which is like where the light bulb like screws in. The light bulbs have just popped out and like unscrewed themselves, which is pretty crazy. Mm-hmm. Scary.
Yeah.
In the sewing room, footsteps have been heard outside the door, but no one was actually there.
Let's just take a moment real quick
to talk about backpacks. Today's podcast is sponsored by JanSport Backpack, the coolest backpacks in the game.
Do you want to impress all your friends with a cool-looking, neat backpack? Well, then get a JanSport Backpack because they have all kinds of different cool backpacks.
Yes, many varieties, many colors.
You can get a red backpack, a purple backpack, a blue one. Want to go a little crazy, you can get a colorful one. You can create your own on the website.
It's crazy. They're the coolest backpacks, honestly.
They're made with premium details and fabrics. It's iconic.
Yep.
And it's top tier.
Top tier.
And you will impress everybody with your JanSport backpack. Yeah.
They've been around for a very, very long time.
And they're popular. And they have the signature suede look on the bottom that everybody wants on their backpack. Want to be a cool kid? Get a JanSport backpack. Anyways, let's get back to the ghost stories.
It's just like weird because I feel like some of these stories are like made up for like publicity to like, you know, get the hotel, have like more people, you know, or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah. And I mean, I don't think that you're wrong about that because, but I mean, it makes sense. But at the same time, think about like how many in the Tacoma area, Tacoma, Lakewood, Seattle area, like all these historic buildings, there are stories about ghosts.
Exactly. You
know? And it's like a pretty common theme.
Yeah. I mean, some are bound to be true, maybe.
Yeah. I mean, and obviously, I mean, the history behind Tacoma and just this area over here hasn't always been the greatest. And there's been a lot of like crazy events that have taken place.
Yeah, definitely.
So I can believe that there are ghosts, you know?
I personally, I don't really believe in ghosts, but I mean, I've just never experienced it myself.
Yeah.
Maybe one day I will.
Yeah, I think it's a lot of it is just conspiracy.
Definitely.
You know, or people getting freaked out and assuming they saw something.
Else. Yeah, definitely.
Just because like it's like your adrenaline goes up and you're like, oh my god.
Yo, I got a new backpack.
I did woo, too. Woo. I got a new backpack. I got one that looks like that, except it's black.
Copycat.
My mom got it for me actually.
Oh, never mind. His mom got it for him.
Yeah, shut up.
Stop.